I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Talked to Vinny a little bit yesterday about Big Brother. Go, Big Brother. Oh.
This is where we tune out. Yeah. Goodbye.
You don't have to talk about it. I know no one else watches it.
In the world.
Apparently they do. Apparently they do. It's still on.
To my minions who also watch it.
As he's watching it.
Damn,
oh my God.
Damn, it's good.
I bet he cannot wait to get back to work.
He can't. He literally can't.
He wants to leave that home.
He did say he's got some cabin fever.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Vinny, he doesn't like to be in one place for any extended
for
period
10 minutes.
Of time.
Yeah. We do know that.
No, it was funny because I get the early feed, so I was, you know, watching it at 6 o'clock and it was over. And I'm like, oh, my God. Vinny, wait till you see Big Brother. He's like, oh, I can't wait to watch it. Oh, my God. He's like, I can't wait to get back there next week. Cabin fever.
Oh, God. He's going to be intense, right, when he comes back?
He'll be shot out of a cannon. There's no doubt about it.
Which will be awesome.
Yeah. So we'll just...
Wow.
Endure it.
We'll just let it roll over us. We'll let him, you know, get back in the swing, and it'll be great. Marcus Osborne, meanwhile, sitting in with us. Marcus.
Salutations.
That's what Charlotte said.
What are you laughing at? I'm turning his mic on. I turned your mic on.
What are you laughing about?
He's on.
When he said salutations, I thought it was funny.
It's good. You never hear that. You don't really hear that.
I like to bring back words.
Do you?
It's nice. Words are great. I'm trying to bring back Scuzz.
Scuzz.
You know.
Okay. Spiffy. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, Spiffy.
Yeah.
I can work Spiffy in. That's Spiffy. Let's try and work that in.
I want to bring back Sitting Indian Style.
We're not doing that. That ship has sailed, human. That ship sailed for the new world. Wherever the hell that is. It'd be nice to discover another continent, wouldn't it, at this point? We could use some more room. Well, Spiffy, Scuzz, and salutations.
Let's talk about what really matters.
What really matters? Oh, my God.
Yuzette went to a concert last night.
Oh, my God. How could I have not started with it? Yuzette is in rare form this morning, people.
Yeah, buddy.
She didn't have a lot of patience for the world.
I know. Very snappy.
Things, yes. Very,
very complainy.
And in her defense.
Unlimited.
What are you doing? In her defense, I am looking at the...
I have a remote in my hand. I'm about to throw it at him.
The update things we have to insert today, and they are many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. Do we even have 10 breaks?
No.
I don't believe we do. I think there's 2 per break. It is.
I tried to make it. You should see what they really put, and I make things work.
Thanks, Yuzi.
You're amazing.
No, we're amazing as a team.
Well, sure. We're a fine team.
So who'd you see last night?
What?
Who'd you see last night?
Oh, my gosh. Cyndi Lauper and Rod Stewart.
So oh, that's right.
Cyndi opened up.
Cyndi. Wow. Wow. So
I've never
good.
Seen her live. I've seen a lot of live concert footage, though, and I've always thought,
she just,
oh, that's
like,
a show.
She just put her all into it. Yeah. She put her all into it. Heart, feeling, everything. She was so good. I was like, I don't care about her. And my friend's like, we paid $225 for this ticket.
We're going.
We're going.
Seeing both.
I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh my God.
She do True Colors?
Yes.
I'm sure she did all of her hits.
Everything and then some. She was so great. And then Rod Stewart was amazing as well, but Cyndi stole
really?
Yes.
You're telling me Cyndi Lauper stole the show from Rod Stewart?
Yep.
I could believe that.
As far as I'm concerned.
You will find me. No, Frank.
Time after time. If you call, I will let you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
Yeah, oh, she was amazing. I decided that I have 2 more shows I'm going to this year, and then I'm not going anymore.
Like ever?
Or no, just this year.
Okay.
You know,
no,
only 4
then
months.
I'm not going anymore.
You're not going to any more shows?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, this was my goal for the entire year, is that, you know, my... People ruin it for me.
I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true.
It was amazing.
Colors.
She was so good.
For the Justin Timberlake.
But these people in front of me, I was about to grab them by the.
What'd they do? They're
they
rude
were standing
girls.
Up the entire time. Sit down.
No, be humble. Stand.
Bitch.
Sit down.
Bitch, be humble.
If I wouldn't stand up, I'd have bought $10 seats on the grass.
So what'd you do?
So you're done with people standing up at concerts.
You know that's my complaint.
I know.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's hard not to stand up at a concert, though.
Sit down.
Bitch.
It's hard not to. If it's a good show.
I don't care. Sit down.
Damn. Bitch.
Be humble.
Go in your seat. Like, groove in your seat.
Also, get off of my lawn.
What?
You know, I don't like that. I don't like that you constantly pull that. We are old people. Yeah. Shut up. Sit down,
exactly.
Bitch. Be humble.
Exactly.
It's a Rod Stewart concert. Sit down.
I paid a lot of money for that seat.
It's
and
a
I
want to
sit
though.
My butt in that seat.
And you should. That's
well,
the beauty of
down.
Paying for the seat.
But were you the only one sitting?
Be humble.
No.
Plenty of people sitting.
Yeah. Just the two girls in front of me. I'm like, hey, are y'all going to sit down?
What'd they say?
And, oh, they snap back at me. I go.
She just stood up, by the way.
I go, y'all
so are the only ones
so you're not going to sit down. You're not going to sit down.
Wow.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not going to sit down.
That was
the whole... That's what they said to me in my friend's zone.
I'm so not going to sit down.
I don't want to sit down because that would make me fall asleep.
Man, you
I
are
have to be standing.
You're confrontation.
And rocking out. I would never tell someone to sit down.
I would never
because not
say
only
anything to
would
anyone.
I, even though I would
a
really,
lot of money.
I know.
I don't care about
listen.
You guys.
I bust the windows out your car.
I would not
know
only
their car was. Feel bad that I'd asked, but I'd know that they felt weird about it the whole, you know, and that they would almost
they
be doing
care.
It despite
they
me.
They did not care, these girls. And I was just like,
were they the only ones standing?
Well, that's what she says.
No. Oh. In front of me, yes.
Yeah.
But.
You didn't yell at the people behind you, too?
Yeah, you didn't yell at them.
Everybody sit down.
Sit down.
Bitch.
Anyway, it was great.
Yeah.
But they well, ruined
so
it for
tell
me
tell me
forever.
About Rod.
He had on spandex.
Oh.
It was
of course
super
he did.
Cute.
He's like 80 years old. He had spandex
I know,
on?
It was
how's
so
that look?
Awesome.
How's that look?
And I was concerned yesterday, you guys, because he canceled the concert the night before.
Oh, boy.
And so I was texting promotions here going, hey,
what are
is
we going to do
happening?
About this?
Oof.
How far is Shoreline happened? From your house?
22 miles.
Oh, boy. Further than I thought.
Yeah, I Ubered that
bitch.
Yeah, she Ubered that bitch.
And
so
that's
what else?
All I'm going to say.
What
was he wearing? What was he wearing on top? Like a puffy shirt?
spandex
and a puffy shirt?
A jacket and a little lacy thing in front.
Did he have like elf shoes on? You know, with the curly
I didn't
front
notice
toe?
The shoes. I don't
That'd
think
be
so,
cute.
Sarah.
It's like a little sprite. Is his hair good still?
Yes.
He's an old guy, though. Was he wearing leather? Was his pants leather?
No.
Oh.
Leather jogging pants.
Do you know who the, do you know who the father of his daughter's kids are?
Rachel Hunter? Some of them.
No,
the father of his daughter.
Jay.
Don't tell them Marcus or Bryn, please. Let
I
them
do
guess.
Know this. Hold on.
You have 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Benicio del Toro.
Oh.
I don't care about that.
I thought there was like a whole thing though. Like they're not together anymore.
Because,
and she.
Kimberly Stewart had a baby with him.
Yeah.
Had a baby
and then,
with Benicio.
Remember they had that show for a minute.
Wait, Kimberly Stewart had a baby with Rod Stewart?
No, with... No,
oh, my God.
That would be weird.
Not with her dad. With Benicio del Toro.
Uncle Dad.
I was like... who am I,
cousin
who
Pa.
Am I trying to, cousin Pa. Cousin Daddy.
Oh my God. I need to go home.
Good night.
Yeah, well, cut her loose.
We'll go home eventually. We're not cutting anybody loose. Everybody's here. Because enough people have been cut loose.
Tonight. That's what he's singing to his daughter. Tonight's the night.
Honey, little one, little girl.
Oh, you guys are gross.
Daddy, are we having a tea party? No, that's not what we're doing, hon.
Yeah, Kimberly has a baby with Benicio.
Right. But there's like some weird thing, like, he didn't want her to have it, or there was some, like, they're not together, and I think he was bummed.
Yeah, he's got to pay 18 years.
18 years. You got one of my kids, you got me 18 years.
Yeah.
See him on Sunday. Now see him on TV any given Sunday. When the Super Bowl drives off in a Hyundai.
Oh. Marcus?
Yes.
How good was that?
It was
what do you think
good.
About that?
So
my
good,
mad
Sarah.
Skills? Should I go bala, playa?
You should stop now.
stop
I'll never stop. I never stop, never stopping.
Did you ever see the footage of Paris Hilton on the red carpet on a motorcycle?
And yes, her friend
she crashed it.
That's Kimberly. That's Kimberly.
Right.
Oh, she was the one who
crashed.
And Kimberly laughed at Paris.
That's right.
Like, she didn't even try to help her.
Oh, you know, Paris crashed.
No, Kimberly crashed, but Paris laughed at Kimberly.
Okay.
She wouldn't even help her up. She just kept posing for the
phone. Well, she can't help her up if she's on a motorcycle. It's not like you can... Like, motorcycles are heavy. I don't...
Right.
You know, they're no joke. It's not like a bike where you
What else
like,
was she supposed to do other than laugh at her?
Yeah, you gotta laugh. Oh my God, my leg's burning. I'm trapped underneath.
Good job. Hardy. Har.
Where's Adele?
Anderson. Oh. Kendra.
Who's that?
Kendra.
It's Kendra. The reason we have Kendra.
Kendra Wilkinson?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She goes.
That's an awful laugh.
She goes. Listen to the end.
Does anyone laugh like that?
Kendra Wilkinson.
Are you sure it's not a dolphin? Just for the record.
It's better than my dolphin.
Sounds just like
goes back to dolphins on this show.
Actually, I was laughing yesterday and someone came up to me. Are you using... I'm like,
oh my God, funny.
My laugh.
He usually does have a pretty good laugh.
It's stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid.
I got one.
That's a good one.
Oh, Vinfro. So what do you say?
You talked about Big Brother.
We just talked about Big Brother. He loves the baby, which is... I actually think he's having an easier time with this. Well listen, that first baby, he was... Like, remember how shell-shocked he was? Like, the baby got there, little Isla, and he was just like, oh, my God. Like,
what do I do?
She's a loaf.
She's a loaf. She's a meatloaf. Like, there's nothing going on there. I mean, obviously, as she got older, kids get way more interesting the older they get.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that because he knew that was going to be the case this time, that he's, you know, more ready for it.
You know. Second time around, always easier.
Yeah.
Is it?
Everything about it's easier.
Everything.
Because you're just so much more relaxed. Like, you got through it all, you know, you sort of know what to expect. And
you realize you're not going to break them.
Right.
Not physically. Psychologically,
sure.
You're going to destroy your children. But
absolutely.
Physically?
they're going to be fine.
Is Sandy there?
I didn't talk to him about that. I don't know. I do not know.
How long did you guys talk?
Just a couple of text exchanges. I mean, it wasn't like we were on the phone or anything.
Hey, how many times did you ask those girls to sit down in front of you? Be honest.
3 or 4.
Oh, that's it?
God.
Not like 15
that's
or 20?
That's a lot. You know what, though? I feel you. Like, it does suck when you've paid a lot of money for an experience.
A lot of money for those tickets. Sit down.
Listen, even if you didn't pay a lot,
it destroyed me forever from now on. I'm not going anymore.
No, you're going to the Eagles.
I am going to the Eagles.
And then?
I paid so much money for those tickets.
Of course you did.
Like, you had a big budget for tickets.
Yeah.
A ticket?
Well, that was my,
Oh, my God.
I know.
You're going to the Eagles. You love the Eagles.
That's it.
This is
for concerts.
Wait, only one more? I thought you said there were two more.
Well, Winterland.
Oh, yeah, sure. Winterland is, that's a work thing for us, though.
Yeah.
You know.
It is, but.
A lot of times, I wind up missing most of what's happening on stage
because
we're working
doing other
downstairs.
Stuff,
right.
Work. After this.
Digging in the dirt,
I'm
dirt,
done.
Dirt.
Like, I'm not going to go anymore.
I love good concerts, man.
I
don't mind. I feel like I need to stand up.
Sometimes. In the moment, as I'm watching a band, I will actually lose myself and enjoy it. But to me, like, concerts are so closely associated with work things that a lot of the joy is out of them for me. Like,
totally. That's why,
like,
this was a goal.
I gotta
for
get
my
in
year.
There.
Yeah.
I gotta park. I gotta, you know,
whole thing.
Deal with the whole thing, because so many times, I don't know, just a lot of the joy got sucked out of concerts.
When was the last
me.
Time you went to a concert just for yourself?
Bottle Rock.
For...
I did Bottle Rock yeah. this year.
And did you enjoy it or no?
I actually really did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was I ruined my whole experience by right before Muse went on, I took a hit off a vape pipe, which
what
was
happened?
It was just a huge mistake. I was ruined. Like, because I had been drinking all day, you know.
Oh, boy.
So it seemed like a great idea. And I went from having a great time and being relaxed and, like, whatever to, like, I don't know, just, like, it was just the wrong thing to do. I was like, yeah. No. And then Hooman's breathing down our neck. Like, you can only watch four songs. You got to, we're going to meet. You
well,
got to get me out of here.
I would have stayed longer, but the Chainsmokers suck.
See,
live.
You, what happened is
live
Hooman
suck.
Made the wrong choice. Like, Chainsmokers are playing on one stage. Muse is playing on the other. He chooses the Chainsmokers. So
baby,
if he had chosen, Muse and said, "We're gonna get out of here in four songs," we would have been three songs. And he goes, "We're staying for." This is what he would have said. Mm. "We're staying for the whole. This is amazing." So me, Bryn, my husband, and a friend of mine, we're all standing there. Then we're all starting to kind of freak, because Hooman's like in, like texting Bryn, cousin, "Where are you guys? We're leaving. Right now. You gotta meet me. You gotta meet me at the thing."
That
and
sounds people, like who?
And I'm like, like, I can't help anyone with any
Dude,
decisions. I just drag, like. So that was my last concert experience, was ruining it for myself. But I learned a lesson. I'm just I found out I'm all done.
Don't take Hooman. Yeah.
No. Well,
the Chainsmokers are so good on CD. That you think, all
but
right.
They just stand there and play tapes. So
they're,
you know,
terrible live.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they
want
just
my money back.
Really?
What money? You didn't pay money for those tickets. Stop it.
Give me my money back. Of the boxes that you sold.
Yeah, he loves the Chainsmokers. But that's the thing, is like, these people that are singing these, they're not all with them. So it's two dudes standing on stage with like a laptop and like a light show.
But here's
that's
the thing.
What it is.
They have so much money. They could have done something. Like when Snoop Dogg is like at a Bottle Rock. He had strippers. He was making
he's
it rain.
Snoop, dude.
It was so fun. Like,
he's
so fun.
He made it rain?
Oh, yeah.
He
on
did?
The, on the girls? Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, on the audience.
He's Snoop. To... Of course it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
How could it not be fun?
Did you hear about that cookbook he's doing?
Is it a weed cookbook?
It's not, believe it or not. But there's a Munchies section.
There we go.
Know, of course. I love the whole thing he's with Martha. Have you watched that Martha Stewart?
I've never watched it.
It's great. It's really fun.
Everybody
says
it's
good. They like both make chicken wings.
Yeah.
So he makes Snoop style and she makes Martha Stewart style.
That's funny.
But they have like a cocktail that they've like, their gin and juice for that night is, you know, whatever. And so they're all sipping, and then it's just, it's like a panel of judges. They have helpers. It's really fun. And they actually, she gets a real kick out of him, but she never like cracks up, or she's never loose. She's Martha Stewart the entire time.
She just enjoys him so much.
But she just does enjoy him, and he enjoys her too, and he likes poking at her a little bit, and but he's on his best behavior, and it's a really...
They're doing it.
It's a... Maybe.
They are boning.
You think so?
That would be great.
No.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Martha needs it.
No. Sure.
Yeah.
Or Martha, you know?
Wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't?
It's a good thing.
Yeah, he would. Of course he would. Yeah. Of course he would. Just to say he did it.
Oh, yes.
I will
like
say
me
this.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
You
I just made
Rosie
that up.
O'Donnell?
I'm lying. I'm completely lying.
Wait,
sorry.
Why not?
Snoop Dogg's.
Is this another one of your fake stories?
Yeah, I just made that up.
I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What should we go on, or should we?
But
just
I would.
Stop right
but
here?
But I would.
You would do Rosie O'Donnell?
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure.
Would you do Roseanne Barr?
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh man.
Dude, if I'm doing Rosie, I'm gonna go Roseanne. Yeah.
Like on a. There or like if she's paying
no,
you
just,
or just on
just
stage.
To do it,
to do it,
just
to notch
say
his
I
belt.
Did. That's what groupies do.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm like, yeah, I would.
So you're telling me you're a groupie?
Nah, but I'd like to have that story to tell in my back pocket. Like nobody could trump that story.
That's true.
No
like,
one
who's
could.
The most famous person you ever did? Well, Roseanne Barr.
Yep.
Hey, so that show is coming back. I was reading a thing from John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
He was saying that I guess the show is back, like, in the fall schedule this year, like October 16th or something. It's coming back.
Him.
Would you bang Whoopi Goldberg?
Of course.
I'd bang Whoopi Goldberg.
Of course.
I love Whoopi Goldberg.
How about Grace Jones?
Yeah.
How about Oprah Winfrey?
I would pull up to her bumper.
How about Oprah?
Grace Jones from Starship?
Yeah, Oprah's.
Oh my God, I do.
Not Grace Slick, yeah. Grace Jones.
Oh, Grace Slick, right. I always get I get Grace Jones and Grace Slick.
How about Phyllis Diller?
If we could dig her up, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'd do her.
I'd slide
her. Sure. You would?
Get my hand stuck in that hair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know.
I'm thinking about it right now. Oof.
What?
Just getting to the graveyard.
Oh, my God. Will you stop it?
The graveyard.
Are we in China?
Digging that
up. Yeah, dig that up. Throwing that body into the street.
How about Sophia Loren?
Lube it up.
Yes.
Oh, Sophia Loren still looks good.
I mean, yeah, she does. Sure.
I mean, she's 80-something, but she's still...
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Helen Mirren, come
classic.
On.
Yeah, Helen Mirren could definitely get it.
How about Gabrielle Sidibe?
Oh, she's lost a ton of weight.
Marcus? She has?
Gabby Sidibe, yeah.
You are?
Yeah, sure.
Precious.
How about if she was still alive, Anne Ramsey? You know who that is?
Nah.
She's the old lady from the Goonies who was chasing those kids around?
Oh.
No. Absolutely not. You know why?
Why?
Because I had to ask who is that. So,
yeah, so no.
It's not worth the story.
Not worth it. Yeah. You'd have to explain who. Well, I did Ann Ramsey. Who's that?
The disappointment in people's faces after it would be.
Girl from Goonies.
Was she the old lady who rapped it on Wedding Crashers? Or?
No, she was in Throw Mama from the Train. Did you ever see that? Mm. How about Sandra Bernhardt?
Of course. Absolutely.
Would Tova be okay with any of this?
I mean, you know. Depends on the check. But
does she have a checklist that she can? What's that called?
The
pass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't had that discussion, but I imagine she has a list.
Would you be?
Yeah. Do what you got to do, buddy.
Really?
You only live once.
How about Susan Boyle?
I like that attitude.
How about Susan Boyle?
Sure, she could sing in my ear.
You could pluck those eyebrows.
Yeah.
Actually, she looks better.
Yeah, you know?
she's really
some
fame
stuff.
Has gotten her juiced up a little.
Has it?
Susan Boyle. Listen, dude, people do this stuff with celebrities all the time.
How about Melanie Griffith?
Sure. Why not?
That one's easy. I think Melanie's still weirdly attractive.
How about Caitlyn Jenner? How about Caitlyn Jenner?
Ooh.
Oh, what do you think about that?
Ooh.
Golly.
I'll give it to Caitlyn. Come on. I mean, you're banging a world-class Olympian.
Yeah.
She's a great golfer.
Uh-huh.
She loves drones.
She's lonely.
Oh, she's lonely.
As you think about her, how about...
You know what? Sure, why not?
All right,
just give it to her good.
How about Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh,
Prince
yeah.
Prince Charles? Yeah, sure. Dude,
Luke,
of course.
This is very exciting. Well, oh, I've never been touched like that before.
How about?
Oh, drop your pants. I'd like to have a look at the goods.
It's true what they say.
What about?
It's true.
About black men.
Yeah. It's so true.
We may never go back. Oh, my goodness.
How about Donatella
Versace?
I'm going
to knife you right now.
Donatella Versace, sure, absolutely.
Oh, Donatella's, I bet she's a tiger in bed. She actually seems dangerous.
All right, how about,
like, she might hurt
it.
You
this
in
is
bed.
The one.
She might all be right. My favorite one.
How about Janet Reno?
Oh, I love Janet Reno. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, but.
How about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Oh, no, because you might hurt her.
What are you doing?
Would you do Ruth Bader?
Of course, come on.
You would?
You got it. She's got to be on top, Marcus.
Well,
she's,
you know.
She's
what,
so
you know,
fragile.
She's got to keep the robe on.
Oh, someone says, how about Betty White?
Why are we happy?
Yes, Betty White.
Why? Dude. Who's the first person you said you'd do?
How about Rhea Perlman?
Rosie.
How about Rhea Perlman?
Obviously, dude. Come on. Come on.
So
all these are
you'd have
hard
any
yes.
Star is what you're saying.
Hard yes. Dude, this is what people do.
Like, stars? Like, do they?
Yeah,
I
of course they do.
I don't remember ever doing this.
You don't?
No. Of course they do. If you got the opportunity to hook up with a celeb, you.
I could have banged Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, you could have.
And I didn't do it.
You chose not to.
Yep.
But, you know.
But what? You're just saying just everyone saying. Would do it. I didn't do it.
You probably would do it now.
No.
No, not now. But like in hindsight, you're going.
No, I
in hindsight,
not.
You're going, I should have hit that.
No, I shouldn't have hit
it. I should have hit that.
I don't need to be a notch
long hair
on his belt. Come on.
That's a very sexist way to look at it, Sarah. He'd have been a notch on your belt, buddy.
Well, that's what Vinny says, but I say.
Exactly.
No, I just would. And I wouldn't have even been a notch on his belt. I would have been a nothing. I would have been like whatever, you know, lady area was available to him that night. I'm not interested in that.
It would have been your story to tell.
No, I have one more
it
name.
Already is mine, and I get to say I didn't do him. And I'm actually glad I did. But all the dudes I did in my lifetime, I was like, I'm not doing any Van Halen. Yuck.
Well, it's always funny when these celebrities hook up with these rando groupies and then get mad when people find out. Like, why do you think people are hooking up with you? Because they're going to tell you. Like, when Tiger Woods was hooking up with all those women, did he not think that those chicks were going to tell folks?
He thought they were not going to tell.
Do you know what happened if I hooked up with Halle Berry? Is she,
like, the next day you come in here and tell us all about it?
She would say, Marcus, please don't tell anyone. And I would say, Halle, I won't tell a soul. And then 20 minutes after it's over, I'm on the phone with everybody.
Yeah, right. No, you'd be on Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be calling up airplanes to get to do
sky riding,
smoke signals. I want
Marcus
everyone to know.
Marcus Jin, Halle Berry. She's hilarious.
I have one more name for you.
What
this
you got,
will be
bro?
The last one.
All right.
I think this one might be a no.
Oh.
Mama June.
Oh.
Nah, that's not bad. No.
Are you going to do Mama June?
Go ahead and... Mama June!
Yeah. Please,
you know what? Please don't.
As long as she says that.
Don't
that's
do that.
Not even her. That's her
I know,
daughter.
But she'd have to say that
for me.
She's
with a child molester. Is she still with that
flapping.
Guy? Well, it would be an interesting experience.
You want Mama June?
It's all things to discuss.
He
it makes you a much more interesting person.
All, any of these people. He's
how do you
just,
know?
Well,
I don't. I really don't want any
just
of those
wants
people.
To, he wants to, you know, notch his belt.
Just a story to
have
tell.
Have you banged anybody famous?
No. No.
She has a neck, yeah.
No. Has any of us banged anybody famous?
No.
I haven't.
Brandon, you ever bang anybody famous?
I have not.
I'm not rich enough for anybody famous to want to bang me, and I'm not pretty enough for anybody famous to want to bang me.
Oh, you're pretty. I actually really enjoy watching your face all this week. I find you very attractive.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank
saying
you.
That.
I appreciate it.
Bang Sarah. She's famous.
I'm not famous enough for him.
You're local famous.
If he left the Bay Area, yeah. people would be like, who?
Yeah. Yeah, Marcus was hooked up with some chick. Nah, it would have to be someone really famous.
Yeah.
Nationally known.
But Mama June makes the cut. Mama June's way more famous than we are.
Barely
that,
makes
that
the cut.
That makes me sad, actually.
Barely makes the cut.
No.
But it's a far more interesting story on an international level to say, you know what, I hooked up with Mama June.
Yeah.
If and I said
I got lost in her folds.
Everybody would want to talk to me. I just
true.
Rolled around in
sure.
those suckers.
Yeah. Like, even while we were doing it, I was, like, flapping them.
Yeah.
Someone says, so Marcus will do anyone.
Yeah.
Only if they're famous, though. But I don't know Mama
do
June.
Do anyone famous.
Takes off that shirt and just looks like a stack of pancakes. It's amazing.
No. Don't give her crap. You know. I mean,
I
not,
love Mama
not
June.
For that, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a terrible person.
Is she?
But I'm not going to give her. I don't want to body shame her.
I actually think she's
a terrible person.
Beautiful. She's
beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
Well, when she slims down, her face is
beautiful.
She's got the neck.
Well,
beautiful.
But, like, yeah, she has good lips.
Oh.
She has good
wow.
eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, I will never, ever call anybody ugly. I will never,
well,
ever do that.
Well, there is something beautiful in everyone. I actually really
I agree
believe
that.
That. And I think
absolutely.
That instead of hating on people, you should try to find the thing that's positive about
absolutely.
Them.
I would well, never say that. So that being right. said.
What? Who's ugly?
No, I'm just saying. I would not say Mama June is beautiful per se.
You're beautiful. It's true.
I can't just throw terms
lovely?
Around.
No, lovely cute. Implies more than just
lovely, cute. I would say
nice looking.
No,
she Mama June is
not
there.
Full, not
she's
full
right there.
She's not a full moon. She's not a full butt.
Yeah, she's there. She's there.
She's not butt faced.
Yeah. There's someone for everyone.
Yeah, oh, and God. For her, it's a pedophile. Guy who molested her kids.
That is that she, legit, though?
Yes, she's a terrible... That
she's still with that
she,
guy?
I don't know if
no.
she's still with him.
No,
but she lost. They lost their show over it.
Ooh, well, she deservedly so.
This guy got out of prison after molesting her daughter, and she hooked back, and was cheating on the... What's Fingers? Sonny? What was the guy's name that she was with?
I don't know.
The guy on the show is the main.
I never
guy.
Watched
Papa
this show.
Bear.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Booger.
But he's not the molester. It
no,
was someone
no.
else.
She was cheating on him yeah. with the molester secretly. And then TLC found out
so
about it.
So at
oh,
her
God.
Daughter's wedding the other day in Vegas, she stood up and said, you know, when they say.
Does anyone have anything reason to protest this?
I want to marry you. And to her boyfriend.
Oh.
Oh, God. I want attention.
Oof.
I want to be the center of attention. Mm. I hate that my daughter's wedding day is all about her.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know she had a daughter old enough to get
oh,
married.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Does it matter? I mean, didn't one of her kids have a daughter at 12 or something? Mm-hmm. Really young.
I can't follow
it. And, by the way, that kid had six fingers on one hand.
Oh,
nice.
That's right. That's why we go three
it.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, three thumbs up.
Ugh. Three thumbs up, Marcus.
How do we do it again?
Like this?
It's like this. No, it was like, oh yeah, it was like
one,
this.
One, two, and three. We go three thumbs up.
Three thumbs up. Because she got a little extra.
That's nice. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Should we play a song? What are we doing?
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Jeez, this show's spiffy so far. KLLC, KLLC HD 176. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.